This fear that inadvertently lives in each person. What kind of advice can you give to those who live in fear?
Fear of what?
Fear of being infected, of infecting others.
There are also other viruses, the flu and other things. People also died from that. We simply didn't talk about it because we got used to it, that every year many people died, and even now the percentage is very low. This is exactly what I'm saying, that we're in a panic about very natural things.
But there's some kind of higher reason for this, right? A greater force that's navigating all, right? What's going on? I mean, scientists are saying exactly what you're saying, that a lot more people died from the flu, from car accidents, and so on. And at the same time, they too are sitting at home, and while they're writing about this, too are having the same feeling. So what is this providence?
It's not through the virus that it's passed on to me, but that it's passed on to me through the mind, through the inner feelings. This is the type of thyristor it is. It works on our minds and our hearts. And this is why we're relating differently to it. What is there about it? You drink a half a bottle of vodka, and you forget about everything. But here you can't. It's not so anymore. Starting with world leaders, presidents, and up to a person that sweeps streets. Everyone yields to it. And it's such as because the virus infected someone or killed someone.
It's not the mass that publicizes it?
No. It seems to them that they're doing it. There are many theories about conspiracy, as about where did it come from. I can imagine that the internet is flooded with it.
It's flooded. You wouldn't believe any speculations are out there. But still, you're persistent in what you're saying.
It was done in order to shake up mankind. You know, like, shake up a child, and then he is like, oh. You kind of knocked the deafness out of him, and now he can listen. And it's really, it's amazing.
And he can behave differently? Yeah, from presidents to fishermen.
Yes, and therefore, I'm really happy about how things are developing.
Yeah, it's very special.
These are really special times. It's completely reshaping the world, rebuilding it ideologically, I hope. And not just financially or psychologically, but we're rebuilding the world spiritually, where the world is starting to think, what are we living for?